是的，愿你的主名在这边被高举。
May the name of the Lord be lifted on high.
耶稣是配得至高尊荣。
Jesus is worthy of all the honor.
耶稣当受极大的赞美。
And Jesus is worthy of the highest praise.
他所成就的是何等的大事。
The things he has done is so great.
万膝要跪拜。
All knees shall bow.
万口要承认。
And every tongue confess.
耶稣是主。
That Jesus is the Lord.
我们将尊贵、颂赞、荣耀都来归给他，我们同齐来敬拜他。
Rise and worship him.
耶稣，你配得至圣尊荣。耶稣，当受最高赞美。愿全地响应，诸天长和，来尊崇主生命，超乎万民。让我们。齐齐步步敬拜他，因他生命万事要归拜，让万口承认他是主耶稣，全能神敬我荣耀你，但愿尊贵颂赞和全能都归于你，都归于你。愿尊贵颂赞和全能都归于你，都归于你，主耶稣。永活真神子，耶稣是配得至圣尊荣，耶稣当受最高赞美，愿全地响应，诸天长和。来尊崇主生命超乎万民，让我们屈膝匍匐敬拜他，因他生命万事要归拜，让万口承认他是主耶稣，全能神敬我荣耀你，但愿尊贵颂赞荣，但愿尊贵颂赞和全能都归你，都归于你，都归于你，都归于你。愿尊贵颂赞和全能。都归于你，都归于你，主耶稣，永活真神儿子，但愿尊贵颂赞和全能，都归于你。归于你，愿尊贵颂赞和全能都归于你，都归于你，主耶稣，永活真神儿子，但愿尊贵。颂赞和全能都归于你，都归于你。愿尊贵颂赞和全能 归于你，都归于你，主耶稣，用我人生和志，主耶稣，用我人生和志。主，愿你得着所有尊贵、颂赞和全能。
Lord, may you receive all the honor, glory, and power.
愿主你来得着我们的心。
Lord, gain our hearts.
主，愿我们的心来向着宝座。
May our hearts are all facing the throne.
用眼睛单单来注视在你。
We fix our eyes on you alone.
愿这世上所有其他事物都变成朦胧。
May everything else fade away.
主，我们单单要你。
We only want you.
When I look into your holiness, when I gaze into your loveliness, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you.When I find the joy of reaching your heart, when my world becomes enthroned in your love, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you.I worship you. I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you.Into your holiness, when I gaze into your loveliness, when all things that surround me can shadows in the light of you.When I find the joy of reaching your heart, when my world becomes enthroned in your love, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you, I worship you.I worship you, Lord, I worship you. I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you.I worship you. 敬拜你，主，我敬拜你，
我敬拜你。活着，为要敬拜你，我敬拜你，我敬拜你，我一生活着。
敬拜你，我敬拜你，
我敬拜你，我敬拜你，我一生活着，为要敬拜你。我敬拜你，我敬拜你，我一生活着，为要敬拜你。我一生活着，为要敬拜你。
我一生活着是为着敬拜你。
The reason I live is to worship you.
我一生活着是为着荣耀你。
The reason I live is to glorify you.
我们最近读到约瑟的故事。
Recently, read the stories of Joseph.
他是神制作我们的样板。
He's an example of God transforming us.
神要在他身上来彰显出他的荣耀。
God will manifest His own glory from him.
使世人看见神的作为。
So that people see the deeds of God.
神也呼召我们成为约瑟。
And God has called us to be like Joseph.
使世人从我们身上看见神的荣耀。
So that people can see the glory of God from us.
从我们里面的生命活出神荣耀的形象。
So that we can live out the glorious image of God.
主，愿我们来向着你。
May we be like you.
愿来制作我们。
May you make us.
心境荣耀一下，十字架耶稣使我看清，随即是因故救主千里，主荣耀是老满意不少听，充满我心境，深深救主，直到主荣耀从我灵反映，充满我心境，使人共度，主圣洁荣心从我内反映，充满我心境，是美与求，皆为主荣耀而蒙保守，愿你的王 你爱满意我全程，充满我心境，深深救助，直到主荣耀从我灵反映，充满我心境，使人共度，主圣洁荣心从我内反映，充满我心境，是无罪意，免责逼我从荣耀回忆，使我之见你可颂面容，我魂常抱向你无限恩重，充满我心境，深深救助，直到我荣耀从我灵反映，充满我心境，使人共度，主圣洁荣心从我内反映，充满我心境，深深救助，直到主荣耀从我灵反映，充满我心境，使人共度，主圣洁荣心从我灵反应。
主，愿这诗歌成为我们祷告。
May this hymn be our prayer.
愿你充满我们的心境。
May you fill all our vision.
愿你在我们里面增加，愿我减少。
May you increase in us and we decrease.
愿人从我们身上能够看见你的荣形。
May people see your glorious image through us.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
我们最近读了《创世纪》有关于约瑟的故事。
Today we'll look at in Genesis what we've been reading about the story of Joseph.
今天我要跟大家分享的是约瑟的神。
Today I'd like to share with you the God of Joseph.
我想大家都常常在圣经里面听过。亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
I believe we've heard a lot about the story of Abraham, Isaac, and Joseph.
但是我不晓得大家有没有在圣经上面找过约瑟的神这样的话。
I don't know if you notice any words like the God of Joseph.
在过去两周，我们读到创世纪里面有关于约瑟的经历。
In the past 2 weeks, we read in the book of Genesis the experience of Joseph.
我听到很多的弟兄姐妹，他们都说，真的很渴望能够有像约瑟一样的一个生命。
I heard so many brothers and sisters saying that they desire to have the life of Joseph.
但是弟兄姐妹也常常觉得说，哇，那好像是一个非常高的境界，是我们很难达到。
But they also said that that seems to be a very high realm which we cannot reach.
不像我们在读雅各的时候，我们发现，好像在雅各的生命当中，多多少少可以看到，好像有一点点我们的影子。
Not like when we read the experience of Jacob, that we seem to be able to identify with him a little more.
所以呢，我们比较能够认同雅各，但是在约瑟的时候，我们可能就发现他那样的生命是我们所没有的。
But when we read about Joseph, we realize that it'sLess unlikely we have the same experience as he did.
特别是我们看到约瑟他一生有一些特别的经历，更是我们可能很难经历的。
Especially when we see the experience he had, we are less likely to have those.
他差一点点被他的哥哥们杀害。
He was almost killed by his older brothers.
又被出卖去当奴隶。
And he was sold to be a slave.
后来呢，又被诬告下到监狱里面。
And he was falsely accused, and he was put in jail.
又被人离弃。
And forsaken by man.
到最后呢，却能够成为埃及的宰相。
But in the end, he was the governor in Egypt.
相信这不是我们一般弟兄姐妹我们有的经历。
I don't think that's an experience we can have.
所以呢，首先我们来看，从我们世人的观点来看，约瑟的神在哪里？
So let us see from the perspective of the world, where was the God of Joseph?
我们可以看到，好像约瑟他从小的时候就好像是逆来顺受。
We see that from young, Joseph was submissive to his circumstances.
好像别人叫他做什么事情，他就做什么。
As if he was doing whatever he was told.
好像从来他没有他自己的。
As if he never had his own opinion.
可是我们有没有看到，在他里面有一个非常不一样的生命？
But do we notice that in him there's a very different life?
那就是他有一个非常卑微、一个谦卑的生命。
For he has a lowly and submissive life.
他知道他应该尽的本分。
He knew his duty.
当我们看到他经过这么一连串不公平的待遇。
When we saw the series of unfair experience that he had.
我们肯定会觉得我们会可怜、会同情他这样的一个遭遇。
We might feel sorry for him.
甚至呢，我们可能也会为约瑟打抱不平，就是他并没有做错什么事情，但是为什么会有这样子遭遇
？We might even speak for him and say he didn't do anything wrong. How come he encountered those things?
其实后来我们看到他所经历这些我们觉得好像不幸的遭遇，事实上都是神所允许的。
But actually, those unfortunate experiences were permitted by God.
这边我说神所允许，我并没有说是神所安排。
I said God permitted, God allowed them to happen, not that God arranged them to happen.
在这一切当中，我们都看到神一路一路在带领他。
We see how God led him all the way.
当约瑟被哥哥他们丢到坑里面的时候
，When Joseph's older brothers cast him into a pit.
没有人能够将他从坑里面救出来。
No one could lift him up.
当他被卖到埃及的时候，没有人能够帮助他。
When he was sold to in Egypt, no one could help him.
当他被他主人妻子诬告下到监狱里面的时候，我们发现没有人能够为他做见证，还他一个清白。
When he was set up and was put in jail, no one could speak for him and clear his name.
我们从外面看来，他是非常的孤单无助。
Hourly, we see that he was helpless.
但是我们看到，在这些事情的上面，事实上都有神在保护约瑟。
But actually, above all these things, God was protecting Joseph.
神不让超过约瑟他所允许所能承受的，让他受到伤害。
God did not allow harm to be more than what he can endure.
从他的所有的经历里面的话，我们可能会常常问说：约瑟的神在哪里呢？
If we just look at what he experienced, we might ask, where was the God of Joseph?
为什么神要离去约瑟，让约瑟遭到这么多的不幸？
Why has God forsaken Joseph so that he experienced so much misfortune?
当然，现在我们看来，我们知道这一切都是神允许的。
Now that we see that everything was permitted by God.
并且我们也知道后来约瑟他的结局。
And we know that the ending of Joseph.
在使徒行传里面，为了约瑟他的一生做了一个总结。
Conclusion was made in the book of Acts.
他里面说，先祖嫉妒约瑟，把他卖到埃及，神却与他同在，救他脱离一切的苦难。
And the patriarchs, becoming envious, sold Joseph into Egypt. But God was with him and delivered him out of all his troubles.
又使他在埃及王法老面前得恩典，有智慧。法老就派他做埃及的宰相，兼全管家。
And gave him favor and wisdom in the presence of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And he made him governor over Egypt and all his house.
当我们看到约瑟他一生所经历的苦难，我们所看到的是约瑟他所外面看到的苦难而已呢？
When we read of Joseph's troubles, his experience, do we just fix our eyes on those challenging things?
还是我们看到在这些苦难当中与约瑟同在的神？
Or do we see the God who was with him through those challenges?
我们再从一个客观的角度来看，约瑟的神的确与他同在。
From an objective perspective, we see that God was indeed with Joseph.
圣经当中很多时候记载的事情，更重要的是要让我们看到神在当中，神到底在做什么。
From the recording in the Bible, the more important thing is that we can see where God was.
让我们的聚焦从约瑟他所受的痛苦当中，我们放大来看一个更大的一个图画。
So from zooming in, we zoom out to see what God was doing with the sufferings that Joseph had.
我们就可以看到，在这些约瑟的苦难当中，神是如何与他同在。
So that we'll be able to see how God was with him in his suffering.
我们再来复习一下我们刚刚读过的创世纪39章二到五节。
Let us review Genesis, the one we just read recently, chapter 39, verses 2 to 5.
那我们一起来念。
Let us read together.
The Lord was with Joseph,
and he was a successful man, and he was in the house of his master.
他主人见耶和华与他同在，又见耶和华使他手中所占的行都顺利。约瑟就在主人面前蒙恩，侍候他主人，并且主人派他管理家务，把一切所有的都交在他手中。自从主人派约瑟管理家务和他一切所有的，耶和华就因约瑟的缘故赐予埃及人家，凡家里田间所有的一切都蒙耶和华赐福。神不只是在约瑟他的主人波提乏家中与他同在。
God was not only with Joseph in the house of Potiphar.
甚至他后来下到监里面，神一样与他同在。
Even when he was put in jail, God was with him.
我们再来念创世纪39章20到23节。
Let's read Genesis 39:20 to 23.
那我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
把约瑟下在监里，就是王从被交囚的地方。于是约瑟在那里坐监，但耶和华与约瑟同在，他叫他施恩，使他在私狱的面前蒙恩。私狱就把监里所有囚犯都交在约瑟手下，他们在那里所犯的事情都轻在他的手。凡在约瑟手下的事，私狱一概不管，因为耶和华与约瑟同在，耶和华使他所做的尽都顺利。在这两处圣经当中，我们看到神一再的强调，神与约瑟同在，人看到。约瑟，能看到神与约瑟同在。
In these two passages, we see it was mentioned many times that the Lord was with him, and men see that God was with Joseph.
不管是他在做奴隶的时候，或者是他在当囚犯的时候
，whether when he was a slave or when he was a prisoner，
而且神使他所做的尽都顺利。
And God made everything he did well prosper.
为什么我们说神与约瑟同在呢？
Why do we say that God was with Joseph?
如果我们会想象，如果神与约瑟同在，他怎么会变成奴隶，或者是变成囚犯呢？
If God were with Joseph, how come he became a slave or a prisoner?
所以我们看到圣经上面很清楚的记载，神与约瑟同在是在他逆境当中的时候。
So we see that God was with him when he was in his suffering.
而且一再的说，使他所做的尽都顺利
，and all that he did prosper。
所以在这边，我们很清楚看到，神的同在并不是说在我们人一帆风顺、我们人功成名就，甚至飞黄腾达的时候，神才与我们同在。
So that we learn that when we say God is with us, it's not only when we're soaring to success, when everything goes smoothly。
特别是在当我们人在。不是按照我们自己的理想状况之下，我们更可以看到神的同在。
But we can see more of God's presence when we're in our suffering or adversity.
从我们看到约瑟的经历里面，我们更可以坚定的神他对他仆人的一个应许。
We see from Joseph's experience the promise of God.
就是在以赛亚书41章9到10节里面。
It's from Isaiah 41:9 and 10.
让我们一起再来念。
Let's read together.
你是我从地极所领来的，从地角所摘来的，并对你说：“你是我的仆 仆人
said to you,
我拣选你并不弃绝你你不要害怕因为我与你同在不要惊慌因为我是你的神我必坚固你我必帮助你我必用公义的右手扶持你在这些逆境当中约瑟还是跟以前一样非常殷勤的来服侍他周边的人
In his adversity, Joseph still diligently served the people around him.
也因为呢，约瑟他这样忠心的缘故呢，所以神就赐福给他所服侍的人。
Because Joseph was faithful, so God blessed the ones that he served.
所以呢，约瑟虽然是被卖到异地埃及，但是神却借着约瑟来祝福当地的人。
Although Joseph was sold to the land of Egypt.God blessed the local people because of him.
这也正应验了神当初对约瑟的先祖亚伯拉罕以撒他的应许。
This fulfilled the promise God had toward the patriarch Abraham and Jacob.
在创世纪二十二章十八节这边他说万国地上万国都因你的后裔得福因为你听从我的话。
In Genesis 22:18,It says, In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice.
我们很难想象，神借着约瑟这样被卖到埃及，却让埃及能够得福。
Joseph was sold to Egypt, but the land of Egypt was blessed because of him.
所以我们可以看到，神他的应许是按着神他自己的话，按照他自己的旨意。
So God's promise was fulfilled by His word and His plan.
并不是靠着我们人自己的想法，还是我们自己的做法。
Not by our thoughts and our plans.
我们看到约瑟的神不只是他所处的这些逆境当中与他同在。
We see the God of Joseph was not only with him in his sufferings.
更活在约瑟他的心里面。
Even more so, God was living within him.
所以我们可以看到，他里面有一个看不见的神。
We see there's an unseen God within him.
因为有神的灵在他里头。
For the spirit of God was in him.
在圣经当中有关于约瑟的记载，我们好像没有看到像亚伯拉罕、以撒一样，神常常跟他们交谈，甚至呢跟他们立约。
We did not read how God appeared to Joseph and set a covenant with him, just like how he did with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
从约瑟的经历当中，我们好像很难找到约瑟跟神有这样子一个对话。
From Joseph's experience, we did not see clearly a conversation between Joseph and God.
但是这并不代表说神从来不跟约瑟说话。
It doesn't mean that God never spoke to him.
而是这一位神不是在外面我们看得见。
But that this God is no longer just a God on the outside.
这位神是住在约瑟里面的神。
This God is the God who dwells within Joseph.
是神的灵住在约瑟他里面。
It's the Spirit of God who dwelled in Joseph.
所以呢，约瑟跟他里面的神，事实上有一直不间断的一个交通。
So Joseph had a constant communion with the Lord.
这不是我们从外面的人能够很容易看到的。
It's not something we can see from the outside.
但是当约瑟为这个法老王他解两个梦的时候，并要说出神将要做的事。
But when Joseph was interpreting the dreams that Pharaoh had,
法老对他的臣仆说：“像这样的人，有神的灵住在他里面，我们岂能找得到呢？”
Pharaoh said, "Can we find such a one as this, a man in whom is the spirit of God?"
法老对约瑟说：“神既将这样的事都指示你，可见没有人像你这样子有聪明智慧。”
Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Inasmuch as God has shown you all this, there is no one as discerning and wise as you."
连埃及的王都可以很明显的看到，说约瑟，你里面有神的灵住在你里面。
Even the king of Egypt can see clearly that the spirit of God was within Joseph.
并且神将要做的事情告诉你，神将他要做的事情告诉约瑟。
And God told Joseph what he was about to do.
如果不是神的灵住在约瑟里面，约瑟他怎么能够明白神的要做的事情呢？
If it were not the Spirit of God dwelling in him, how can Joseph know God's heart and his plan?
约瑟从这些他不幸的经历当中，他里面非常清楚的神他的心意。
From Joseph's unfortunate experience, he was clear in his mind about God's plan.
神的心意也不再向他隐瞒。
And God's mind was not hidden from him.
从约瑟所说的话，我们可以看到他跟神的一个关系。
From what Joseph said, we can see the relationship he had with the Lord.
约瑟的神在他里面是一个非常真实的主。
The God of Joseph is very true to him.
我们从约瑟他所说的话里面，我们可以看到。
From the word Joseph said, we can see.
我们看到约瑟他里面有一个敬畏神的心。
That Joseph fears the Lord.
当约瑟拒绝他主人的妻子的诱惑的时候，他说：“我怎么能够做这样子的事，得罪神呢？”
When Joseph rejected the wife of Potiphar, and see, he said, "How can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?"
是的，虽然旁边没有任何人看见，但是他活在神的面前。
Although there's no one around to see this, but Joseph was living before God.
所以他说：“我怎么能够做这样的大罪来得罪神呢？”
That's why he said, "How can I do this wickedness and sin against God?"
约瑟他是敬畏神的人，所以当他面对他曾经想要杀害他的哥哥的时候
，Joseph feared God. So when his older brothers were planning to kill him,
他对哥哥们说：“我是敬畏神的人。”
He said, "I fear God."
你们照着我的话去做，你们就可以存活。
Do this and live.
这是约瑟他从心里面一个最清楚的一个告白。
This is a confession clearly uttered from Joseph.
他说：“我是敬畏神的人。”
He said, "I fear God."
他不是只是站在他哥哥们面前，一个埃及的宰相，超有一个生死的权利。
He was not only standing before his older brothers as the governor in Egypt with the power of to kill or to let live.
他更是活在那位看不见的主人，就是他的神的面前。
Even more so, he lived before his Lord, his master, the Lord.
约瑟的神也是完全的依靠神。
And Joseph fully depended on the Lord.
我们也读到，当约瑟被带到法老面前要为他解梦的时候。
When Joseph was brought to Pharaoh to interpret his dreams,
法老对约瑟说：“我做了一个梦，没有人能够解。我听见了人说，你听了就听了梦就能解。”
Pharaoh said, "I have heard it said of you that you can understand a dream and to interpret it."
约瑟回答法老说：“这不在乎我，神必将平安的话回答法老。”
Joseph answered, "It is not in me. God will give Pharaoh an answer of peace."
所以约瑟他非常清楚，凭着他自己，他并能不能做什么。
Joseph was clear about this. By his own power, he could do nothing.
他如果不是来倚靠神的话，他没有办法去凭着他自己的聪明智慧来解法老的梦。
If he only depend on his own wisdom, he could not interpret the dreams of Pharaoh.
而且他更清楚的是，神要借着他来告诉法老神他即将要做的事。
And he clearly knew that God will reveal his plan through him.
而且他要告诉说，这些事情必定要成就。
And he said, for sure, these things will come to pass.
我们都是记得，主耶稣也曾经跟门徒们说，你们若离了我，你们什么都不能做。
Jesus has told his disciples that apart from you, you can do nothing.
在撒迦利亚书上面，神也同样告诉我们。
In Zechariah, God told us,
不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵，方能成事。
Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
约瑟的心，他更是一个完全相信神的人。
Joseph fully believed in God in his heart.
约瑟他不只是为埃及的法老解了两个梦。
Joseph not only interpreted two dreams of Pharaoh's.
他告诉神即将要做的事，但是他心中有一个更大的确据。
He told him what God will do, but there's a assurance in his heart.
神要让他知道，要去告诉法老。
God let him know and to tell Pharaoh.
所以他说，这就是我对法老所说，神已将所要做的事情显明给了法老。
This is the thing which I have spoken to Pharaoh.
至于法老两个梦，是因神命定这事，而且必速速成就。
And God has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do.
约瑟他相信这是神他所命定一定要成就的事情。
Joseph knew this is what God has determined.
所以他不是只是知识上面的相信，哦，这是神即将要做的事情。
He didn't just believe in his intellect.
他更相信要有实际的作为，因为神必要将这些事情速速成就。
But he believed that there will be actions taken for God to fulfill the things he will do.
希伯来书十一章一节里面也告诉我们。
Hebrews 11:1 says,
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen.
约瑟的神在他心里面是一个非常真实的神。
The God of Joseph is a very true God to him.
所以他相信神说的是真的。
So he believed what God said was true.
而且一定会成就。
And it will be fulfilled.
所以呢，他就按照神所说的去做。
So he walked according to God's word.
在约瑟的心中，他更是完全的认定神。
Also in Joseph's heart, he firmly believed God.
经过这十几年的经历，他知道这一切都是神，出于神的。
Through decades of experience, he knew everything came from God.
并不是别人对他怎么样。
It's not because of what people did to him.
也不是这环境如何。
Or the circumstances he encountered.
他完全相信这一切都是神，神的作为。
He fully believed it all came from God.
他相信他所经过的都有神完美的计划。
He believed what he experienced was from God's perfect plan.
因此呢，约瑟他给他的长子名，起名叫做，马拉西。
So he named his firstborn Manasseh.
因为他说，神使我忘记一切的困苦和我父的全家。
For God has made me forget all my toil and all my father's house.
他也给次子起名叫做以法莲。
The second one he called Ephraim.
因为他说，神使我在受苦的地方昌盛。
For God has caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction.
约瑟他不是在纪念他所受到的这些苦难。
God, Joseph is not remembering the affliction he suffered.
而是他在纪念，感谢神，使他忘记这一切他的苦难。
But he's thanking God to help him forget all the suffering.
因为他从经过的这些苦难当中，他知道这都是神在带领他。
For through it all, he knew God was leading him.
约瑟也不是在怀念他过去所受到的种种的痛苦。
He was not recalling the pains he suffered.
他是在赞美神，因为神让他在这些苦苦当中，让他能够更坚强，让他成长，让他更为茁壮。
But he's praising God for strengthening him and making him grow.
所以约瑟他看到他所有的这些一切经历都是出于神的。
Joseph saw that everything came from God.
就如诗人他在诗篇三十九篇第九节里面所说的。
Just like in Psalm 39 verse 9.
因我所遭遇是出于你，我就默然不语。
The psalmist says, I was mute. I did not open my mouth because it was you who did it.
约瑟心中的神使他不用他自己的眼光来看他的处境。
Joseph's, the God of Joseph helped him to not see his circumstances from his own perspective.
所以他是从神的心意来看他为什么他有这样的遭遇。
He was able to see from God's perspective.
我们要学习像约瑟一样。
We need to learn from Joseph.
我们不要再从我们世人眼光或者从我们自己的想法里面来看到我们所有的遭遇。
To no longer look at our circumstances from our own perspectives.
在以赛亚书五十五章六到九节上面说。
In Isaiah 55:6-9, it says.
我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, my thoughts than your thoughts. 我相信我们大家都非常同意，神的意念、神的道路高过我们自己的。
I believe we all agree that God's way is higher than our way.
这是我们常常祷告里面我们会祷告的事。
We often pray this way.
但是神不要只让我们停留在只是认识神的道路高过我们而已。
But God doesn't want us to stay at identifying with this, that the Lord's way is higher than our ways.
这边神告诉我们要趁着还有时间的时候我们要来求告他要来寻找他。
But the Lord said, while the Lord can be found, seek him.
趁着还有机会的时候我们要来求告他。
When we still have the chance, find him.
要借着我们寻求我们求告我们认识神带领我们的道路。
By seeking and calling upon him, he will lead us.
这边更重要的神告诉我们。
And more importantly, it's telling us.
他说我们要放弃我们自己的道路我们要除掉我们自己的意念。
We need to forsake our ways and forsake our thoughts.
因为唯有这样子的话我们才有办法能够进入神的心意我们也才能够一个顺服的心愿意跟随神的带领。
Because that's the only way for us to enter into God's heart and follow his way.
当然我们都不是一下子就能够非常明白清楚神的道路跟神的意念。
Of course, we cannot be made known right away God's way and his thoughts.
所以我们要不断不断地来揣摩来神的心意。
So we need to continue to consider God's mind.
我们要试着从神的眼光来看一切的事情。
Try to learn to see things from God's perspective.
让我们不再靠着我们自己的想法从我们自己的眼光来看。
Let us no longer look at things from our own perspectives.
我们要揣摩着从神的眼光来看到我们所看到的一切。
Consider what we see from God's perspective.
我们要来揣摩神看到的是什么。
Consider what God sees.
比如我们刚才所说的约瑟的一切的经历。
For example, the experience of Joseph we just read.
如果我们单单从我们人的眼光来看，我们会觉得约瑟非常的可怜。
If we only see from our own perspective, we would think that Joseph was pitiful.
但是约瑟他经过神的带领，他从神的眼光来看。
But through God's guidance, he can see God's perspective.
他知道他是蒙了神何等大的恩典。
He knew he received great grace from God.
他更知道神是与他同在。
Even more so, he knew God was with him.
我们要脱离我们自己的心思。
We need to be set free from our own thoughts.
我们在读神的话语的时候，我们不要再用我们自己的凭着我们自己的想象或者我们自己的意识。
When we read the word of the Lord, let us no longer depend on our thoughts and our own interpretation.
我们一定要先放下我们自己的心思，然后从圣经上面看神到底是怎么说。
Let us lay down first our own thoughts and see.
为什么神是这么说呢？
And ask, why does God say this?
为什么神是这么做事呢?
Why does God do this?
然后我们要去寻求，从当中寻求神的心意。
From within, let us seek God's will.
当我们开始放下我们自己的想法，然后我们试着去揣摩神的心意的时候。
As we lay down our own thoughts and try to understand God's mind.
或许我们心中还是没有什么把握，说这到底是我的意思，还是神的心意呢？
We may not be 100% about God's will.
但是只要我们抱着一个敬畏的心。
But as long as we have a fearful heart.
将我们自己心中揣摩的意思放在我们祷告里面，我们来求问神。
And put our thoughts in the hand of the Lord and pray.
神他自然会慢慢的让我们清楚。
Gradually, God will let us know.
如果是出于神的，我们会知道。
If it's from God, we will know.
如果不是呢？我想圣灵也会告诉我们。
If it's not, the Holy Spirit would tell us.
那我们只要抱着一个谦卑顺服的心，能够接受神的纠正。
As long as we have a humble and submissive heart, God will correct us.
我们要揣摩，再从神的观点来看到我们所遭的处境。
Let us consider our circumstances from God's perspective.
当我们遇到一些我们不如意的事情，不是顺着我们自己的意思的时候，我们要看这神怎么看。
When we encounter things that did not go our way, we need to ask the Lord.
我们不要再抱怨说，神啊，你为什么让我遇到这些事情？
Instead of complaining, why do you let us encounter this?
也不要再怀疑说，神啊，你在哪里？你为什么 会让我遇到这样子的事呢？
And let us stop doubting, Lord, where are you? Why would you let me encounter this?
我们第一个问题要问我们自己的是
The first question we need to ask ourselves.
主是不是与我同在？
Is the Lord with us?
若是有主与我同在呢，我还惧怕什么呢？
If the Lord is with me, whom should I fear?
人能够将我怎么呢？
What can man do to me?
如果我们有这样的信心，我们知道神与我们同在。
If we have this faith, we know God is with me.
在主的同在当中，我们就来想象我们目前的处境，或者是我们来回想我们过去的经历。
In God's presence, we can look at our circumstances and recall our experience.
我们就可以慢慢了解为什么神把我放在这样一个环境当中。
We'll be clear about the reason why God put us in this circumstance.
我们也可以慢慢来揣摩为什么神要到底要让我学什么样的属灵的功课。
And gradually we'll learn the lesson, the spiritual lesson from the Lord.
当然，如果我们觉得说神没有与我同在，那我们要问我们自己第二个问题。
If you don't realize that God's with us, we need to ask ourselves the second question.
我是不是在主里面呢？
Am I in the Lord?
还是我已经不知不觉地离开了主，我自己不知道。
Or unknowingly, I have departed from the Lord.
一个真正心完全属于神的神，一定是与他同在。
If our hearts totally belong to the Lord, we would be in the Lord.
可惜我们大部分的时候，我们心可能大部分是属于主，但是呢，还是有很多世界的事情，还是我们自己在里面。
Even though our hearts most of the time belong to the Lord.But there's still the mixed part with the Lord and ourselves.
这样子，我们到底有多少真的是在主里面？有多少我们根本是在主的外面
？So how much of ourselves are in the Lord or is without?
我们如果真的有信心说，是的，我是在主的里面。
If we have the faith and say we are indeed in the Lord,
我一定相信主是与我同在。
For sure, I believe the Lord is with me.
如果我不能很清楚的回答，是的，我在主里面。
If I cannot answer for sure that the Lord is within me,
这时候我就需要回头。
I need to return.
我需要求主来光照，除去一切拦住我，再来到神的面前。
Ask the Lord to enlighten me to remove everything that stops me from coming back to the Lord.
让我能够回到主的里面，让主的同在。
So that I can return to the Lord and the Lord's presence will be with me.
我们要揣摩从神的眼光来看到我们身边的人。
We need to see the people around us from God's perspective.
神将讨厌约瑟的人放在约瑟的身边。
God placed the people, the haters around Joseph.
也将诱惑人的人放在他的身边。
And he also placed the tempters around him.
是的，神也会将各种不同的人放在我们的身边。
Just like how God plays different people around us.
可能是我们自己不喜欢的人，也可能是跟我们非常不一样的人。
Perhaps there are people that we don't like, or they're just different.
我们不是去避免这些人。
We're not to avoid them.
我们是要想为什么神让我遇到这些人。
We need to think, why did God let us encounter them?
也有可能神将有一些需要的人放在我们身边，让我们是不是看到。他们的需要。
Perhaps God put them around us so that we can see their needs.
是的，神会将各种不同的人放在我们身边，让我们试着从神的眼光来怎么看待这些人。
Yes, God has placed different people around us so that we can see them from God's perspective.
我们要来求问神，神，你要我如何对待这些人
？We need to inquire of the Lord. Lord, what do you want me to do?
神将约瑟摆在不同的环境当中，让他成为人的祝福。
God placed Joseph in different circumstances so that he can become a blessing to them.
同样，主也要让我能够成为别人的祝福。
And likewise, God will cause me to be a blessing to people around me.
但是呢，我们是不是有看到神这样一个心意
？Have we seen God's heart?
在十几年前，我换到公司内部一个只有十几个人的一个小的单位。
Many years ago, I was moved to a department of a small company.
当然，在这小的这个单位里面的话，这是比较不容易有什么表现，所以也没有什么升迁的机会。
It's hard to show what I can do in a small department, so I didn't have a lot of chance to be promoted.
但是呢，有一年呢，我就看到，哎，这个有一个同事，他被升等了。
One day I saw a coworker, he was promoted.
所以呢，我就去问我们的经理说，哎，那为什么我不能被升等呢？
So I asked my manager, how come I was not promoted?
因为我觉得我所做的也不比其他人差。
Because I thought I was no worse than the other people.
经理回答说，你并没有要求要升迁啦。
The manager answered, "You never asked."
我说，哦，是这样子。那为什么他可以升呢？
And I said, "Okay, but how come he was promoted?"
他说，因为他每年都跟我吵着说要升啦。
Because he bugged me every year to be promoted.
哦，所以我说，哦，这个会哭的、这个会闹的小孩子有糖吃。
So I said, "Oh, the squeaky wheels gets the oil."
那乖乖的话呢，就什么都没有吗？
And if you're quiet, you get nothing.
结果呢，后来呢，我又被调到另外一个只有两三个人的一个新的单位。
And then I was moved to a department that only has 2 to 3 people.
我想，哇，这可能更难了。
And I thought this is worse.
当然，当时我也是想去看看，那我去找其他的工作吧。
So I thought about finding a job somewhere else.
但是呢，经过很多 interview， 但是最后都没有结果。
But through many interviews, there's no result.
所以我就很清楚，神把我摆在那一个环境当中。
So I was clear that God put me there.
但是现在回想起来，真的是感谢神。
Now I recall this event, and I really thank the Lord.
但他没有凭着我自己的意思自己想去找什么出路。
He did not do the work according to my desire.
神呢就把我摆在里面，让我学习几个非常重要的功课。
God placed me there so that I can learn important lessons.
怎么样能够顺服这个上面领导
？How to submit myself to my leaders?
怎么样好好的在大家都看不到的时候努力做自己的工作
？How to do my job well even when no one sees it?
是的，几十年过去的话，现在回头一看，这都是神的恩典。
Decades have passed. I recall, and this is truly by God's grace.
虽然当初在这么一个小小的单位，但是经过十几年后的话，这个单位慢慢成长。
Although it was a small department, through more than a decade, it has grown.
也因为我们所做的一些研发的，后来有其中一个产品的话，成为一个主要的项目。
And an item we worked on has developed that into a major item.
这个产品的话，现在那个产品单位的话，已经成长成为上百人的一个单位。
And the unit has grown to a unit with more than 100 people.
所以呢，让我学到知道，在怎么样神安排的处境当中，做好我们应该做的事情。
So I learned how to do my job diligently in the place God put me.
更重要了，神也让我看到，因为我们自己能够顺服神的带领，让我们也能够成为别人的祝福。
Because our submission to the Lord, we can become a blessing to many people.
是的，我们要试着去了解神他的心意是什么样。
We need to try to know the heart of the Lord.
为什么神把我摆在这样的环境当中，要我学什么样的功课？
Why did God put me in this place? What lesson am I to learn?
是的，我们可以用很多不同的方法要来学习。我们要操练，怎么样能够知道神的心意。
There are many ways we can learn to know the heart of the Lord.
但是在我们试着做各种不同的方法的时候，我们要先问我们的自己。
As we try those different ways, we need to ask ourselves.
为什么我要知道神的心意？
Why do I want to know the heart of the Lord?
为什么要知道神怎么样在带领我？
Why do I need to know how God leads me?
是要为了我自己的益处呢，还是因为我真的是要为了主？
Was it for my own benefit or was it for the Lord?
我们要在乎神的心意，我们要想去讨神的喜悦。
We need to care about the Lord's will, and we want to please the Lord.
之前我们读到有关于以扫跟雅各双胞胎的故事。
We read the story about Isaac and Jacob.
我们知道
Esau and Jacob.
以扫之一，他 之所以会失去他长子的名分跟神的祝福，是因为他不在乎神。
Esau lost the firstborn son's portion and God's blessing because he did not care about God.
他只在乎他自己。
He only cared about himself.
如果我们弟兄姐妹有一个渴慕，我们要知道神的心意。
If we have a longing to know God's heart,
是因为我们非常在乎神在我身上的旨意。
It's because we care a lot about God's will on me.
我非常想要知道神你要我去做什么。
We really want to know what God wants us to do.
我也想要知道我要怎么做能够得到神的喜悦。
I want to know what to do to please the Lord.
如果我们有这样的心，神一定会让我们明白他的心意。
If we have this heart desire, for sure, God will reveal His heart to us.
他也会不断地来带领我们，引导我们。
He will continue to lead us.
甚至呢，他来矫正我们，来更正我们。
And He will correct us.
如果我们只是在乎我们自己，
If we only care about ourselves.
如果我们还是想要按照我们自己的想法，
If we still want to work according to our desire.
我们不在乎神他的想法。
We don't care what God thinks.
那我们真的跟神的心意无关无分。
Then we have no part, no portion with God's desire.
当我们真的非常在乎神的心意，
We truly care about God's mind.
我也想尽我所做的能够来顺服神，让神喜悦。
I will do everything I can to please Him.
但是我们要知道，我们活在这现实的生活当中。
But we know that we live in reality.
我们知道这外面有很多吵杂的声音。
There are many external distractions.
我们自己里面也有一些我们自己非常纷乱的心思。
Even within us, there are thoughts that disturb us.
神向我们说什么话？
What God says to us.
神要向我们显明他的心意的话，可能会变得非常非常的模糊。
If God were to reveal His mind to us, it would be very vague.
甚至我们没有办法聚焦看清楚神到底他要我做什么。
Even that we cannot focus on what God wants us to do.
所以呢，我们一定要安静我们自己的心在神的面前。
So we need to quiet our minds down before the Lord.
这也是我们最近教会为什么教我们每一个人一定要有一段分别为圣的时间。
That's why our church teach us recently that we need to set apart a period of time.
最近我听到很多弟兄姐妹讲说，是的，他们开始操练，每天起床以后第一件做的事情就是先来守晨更。
Many of us have shared that in the morning when we get up, we would actually have a morning watch.
来读来我们来一方面祷告亲近神，一方面来安静我们的心，来读神的话语。
On one hand, we pray and we quiet ourselves down to read the word of the Lord.
在所有的事情还没有搅扰我们的时候，我们跟神有这样一个分别为圣的时间。
Before anything else enter our heart, we have a sanctified period of time with the Lord.
很多弟兄姐妹就说，慢慢的我发现神向我说话，我慢慢看到神他在圣经上面所说话原来是这个意思。
And some brothers and sisters share that gradually God's word is clearer to me.
所以我们跟神的关系也越来越亲近。
And our relationship was closer to the Lord.
我们前面也说过，主的心绝对不是我们的心。
We just share that our thoughts are not God's thoughts.
我们当我们在揣摩神的心意的时候，我们还是要回到圣经里面。
When we try to know the heart of the Lord, we need to return to the Bible.
因为圣经上面是白纸黑字，将神的旨意写得非常清楚。
Because the Bible has the black and white, to reveal God's word.
如果我们没有圣经上面的根据，我们试着一直这样要去揣摩神的心意，神要怎么来带领我？
Without the basis of the Bible, we try to understand the heart of God.
很多时候呢，事实上我们还在落在我们这个世界的观念当中，还是在我们自己的想法里面。
Oftentimes we still fall in the thoughts of the world and our own.
所以我们一定要非常熟悉神的话。
So we need to know the word of the Lord very well.
从神的话里面，我们可以去学习知道神他做事的一些法则。
To know his principle when he works.
也知道神他的教导我们当如何去做。
And know when God teaches us what we should do.
当我们有圣经的根据，我们去揣摩神的心意的时候，我们心中有一个非常清楚的一个准绳。
When we know the word of the Lord, and when we try to get into the heart of the Lord, we will have the criterion.
当我们想是不是神这个心意的时候，我们可以看这到底是不是符合圣经的原则。
When we wonder whether this is from the Lord, we need to check and see if it fits in the principle in the Bible.
如果我揣摩出来的心意跟圣经上面没有任何抵触的话，我心中就有这个把握，是的，这是神在带领我。
If there's no conflict between our thoughts and the teaching in the Bible, then we know indeed God is leading.
但是当我们揣摩神是不是要这样来带领我，我们再回去看圣经，好像有所冲突的时候，我们就知道这非常可能是我们自己的想法。
But however, if there's a conflict between our thoughts and the teaching in the Bible, then we know this is not from the Lord.
我们知道约瑟有一个非常特别的一个属天的生命。
We know Joseph had a very special the life of heaven.
约瑟他不平凡的一生，是因为他有一个非常单纯 的心。
The extraordinary life of Joseph was from this simple heart of his.
他敬畏神。
He feared God.
他相信神，他倚靠神。
He believed God and he trusted God.
他所侍奉的不是外面看得到的人，而更是这位他看不见，在他心里面那位真实的主。
He was not only serving the people that's visible, but he's also serving the Lord that's unseen.
所以大家可以看到神与他同在。
So people can tell that God was with him.
使他所做的事情都尽都顺利。
Everything he did prospered.
他更成为他周边的人的一个祝福。
And even so, he became a blessing to people around him.
弟兄姐妹，我们要相信。
We need to believe.
在约瑟他里面，那里面那个属天的生命也在我们的里面。
The heavenly life in Joseph is also within us.
在约瑟里面那个真实的主也是在我们里面。
The Lord that is true and is in Joseph is also within us.
我们可不可能像约瑟一样呢？
Is it possible that we become like Joseph?
我们里面神有同在，神在我们里面是真实。
It is true that God is with us.
我们必能够将约瑟里面那一个属天的生命能够活出来。
Then if that's the truth, then we can live out the life of Joseph.
如果我们侍奉的那一位神真的是我们的主，我们必能够活出约瑟他这样的一个生活。
If the God that we serve is true to us, then we can live out the life like Joseph did.
我们能不能像约瑟一样呢？
Can we be like Joseph?
我们要不要让神在我们里面成为真实的主？
Do you want to let the Lord become true in us?
我相信借着我们每天的操练，借着每天来亲近主的话，神必要完成他在我们每个人身上的工作。
If we exercise and practice and draw near to the Lord, for sure he will finish his work.
我们看到约瑟不再只是一个非常遥不可及的一个榜样。
We will see that Joseph is no longer an old story that we cannot reach.
我们也可以感觉到神也与我同在。
We will be able to see that God is also with us.
我也可以成为别人的祝福。
I can also become a blessing to people.
最后，让我们一起来唱圣徒诗歌507首，神的路是正路。
To end, let us sing hymn 507, God's way is the right way.
是的，神一直在带领我们走不同的路。
Indeed, God is leading us on different paths.
在这首诗歌里面，我们一起结当唱到，但愿这也是我们的祷告。
May this hymn be our prayer.
因为让我们知道神正在带领我们。
For we know that God is leading us.
神离我们不远。
God is not far from us.
神就在我们里面。
God is within us.
我们是不是能够让这位在我们里面的神成为每一个真实的主？
Can we let the Lord within us be truthful to us?
请我们团队带我们唱这首诗歌。
Let us sing with the praise and worship team.
神的路是正路，虽我不明了。 亲近，扶我谦卑心肠，我只身救主，山的路是真路，山的路是山路，我愿经常依靠，为生之最好，山的路是山路，搀扶，无论黑暗光明，他永远相近，有他作避难所，我无需忧急，生的如是真最好，何等甜美信心，我全心投靠，在还不能领导，平安无烦恼，我要永远靠主。生的路是真路，生的路是善路，我愿经常依靠，为生之最好。
主，你的路是真路。
Lord, your way is the best way.
你的路是善路。
Your way is the right way.
我们真的恳求你，让你的路成为我们要走的路。
We ask that your way will become our way.
主，今天你让我们真的有榜样，真的看见约瑟在任何环境里面都以你为主，你都与他同在。
Lord, help us to see the example of Joseph that in every circumstance you were with him.
主，这个岂不是我们所羡慕的吗？
Isn't this what we desire?
主耶稣，你真让我们常将你摆在我们的面前。
Help us to place you always before us.
凡事上我们可以尊你为当，我们都敬畏你。
And magnify you in all things.
寻求你，主，寻找你的道路。
And seek your way.
主耶稣，求你真的让我们真的心，我们不断的改变。
Change our hearts, O Lord.
主，更多让你自己的成分在我们身上被建立。
So that you can be steadfast in our hearts.
主耶稣，让今天早上主啊，这弟兄所跟我们交通的话，主真的更在我们里面不断的揣摩。
May we continue to think about the word we heard.
约瑟的神成为我们的神。
So that the God of Joseph becomes our God.
主，你如何带领约瑟的一生，一样带领我们的一生。
How you have led Joseph, may you also lead us.
我们谢谢你给我们的话语。
Thank you for hearing us.
我们在祷告祈求奉靠你的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹请坐。
Please be seated.